Tuesday market day was very busy. You had cattle floats, cattle lorries. In the cattle market, we used to book the cattle in. At that time, in 1950, the cattle were not sold. The fat cattle, that is, those ready to be eaten, were not sold by auction because it was all controlled by the Ministry of Food because of the wartime rationing. But you sold store cattle, wiener pigs, and that sort of thing. So there were some livestock auctions. And so the cattle would come in, or pigs. Some sheep, well, a lot of sheep in this area, but cattle, the lorries in those days would hold about 8 cattle. Today they probably hold 30 days, about 8 cattle. Occasionally a bullock escaped and ran around the marketplace, much to the delight of those who were overlooking it, not to the delight of those...
People were chasing it, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And after the auctions... of livestock. In the afternoon, we sold what was called dead stock, which was old sleepers, railway sleepers, doors, corrugated iron, paint, tools, anything. Today, I suppose people just wouldn't understand. I mean, it was a great feature of a great part of the town, as you can imagine.
The stalls outside the town hall, there were more of them, as I remember, but more fruit and vegetables and clothing. Not the odds and ends that we get nowadays. The actual cattle market was huge, absolutely enormous, with the bit to one side where they used to sell the chickens and the rabbits and whatever else was going, vegetables as well. That's where they had the auctions at Christmas time for the birds. And then there was the pig market, of course, opposite, which is where Waitrose is now, underneath Waitrose, if you like. And that was quite a big area too.